You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
President Trump gives $1.7 million to a family planning grant to pro-life clinics. Think about that. We have a president now who's for life. And we've been saying for years now on our program, you've heard us, end our programs with, dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening. The reason why we do that is because we believe that we cannot have a great awakening as long as there's innocent bloodshed happening on the soil of our nation. But guess what? It is ending. America's eyes are opening. Even the governor of Mississippi, he just signed a law, that a heartbeat law, that says within 6 days, if you abort that child after 6 days, then that would be murder. And they just committed a law, signed a law just recently. Utah just signed a law, I think, in 20. It's just amazing what's taking place. But think about this. And of course, I'm Greg Lancaster, and joining me is John Ramos.
Hello.
John, take a look at this right here. I mean, what's happening? Read this article right here from CBN about what's happening with $1.7 million this family planning grant.
So on Friday, the Trump administration announced it was awarding a $1.7 million family planning grant to chain of California crisis pregnancy centers that oppose abortion and don't offer contraceptives, while at the same time cutting government funding to some Planned Parenthood clinics.
This is awesome because, so stop funding the killing of babies and started funding with your tax dollars, funding helping the babies live. So not only is he trying to end the funding of the killing of children through abortion, he's actually funding to help people, help educate the mother to understand that.
And getting them the real help that they need, because you know, reportedly Planned Parenthood said that they were providing all these other services, but a lot of their revenue was coming from abortions.
Well, actually, you know, we're going to be talking about Unplanned, the movie that just came out from Abby Johnson.
Abby Johnson.
But the, you know, she said specifically that the everything that they get funding-wise is just the bare necessities. Their money's made when they abort children.
Wow.
That's where their money's made.
Wow.
And she was responsible. Abby Johnson, when she was running a Planned Parenthood clinic, her clinic alone, John, was responsible for 22,000 deaths of children. I mean, 22,000.
You know, is that
a year? People that live on the Gulf Coast in the city of Pensacola, that's one-third of the population of the city of Pensacola. One person ahead of that clinic. So imagine all these clinics all around the world in America, and how many deaths?
It's tragic.
50 a day. Yeah. 30 to 50 a day.
Right now, I think that number since Roe versus Wade is in excess of 60 million abortions. 60
I think it's
million
up to 70.
People. Is that that's absurd.
And with this new, you know, RU486, which is a pill that kills
pill.
The child, that actually is, numbers are not even being counted.
Track.
They're not even being counted anymore.
Sure.
But you and I measured once the population of states in America.
Yeah.
And if you actually took out, you know, marked out the states that was equal to that amount of the population, it's almost 50% of the states
at
in
least
America.
The 20, when I figured it out, was at least 25 states.
25 states of the 50.
Half the country. Half the country.
So we've aborted half of America's states, if you would, the population wise.
Yep.
And, you know, Canada is only 38 million folks. They're only 38 million. So we actually aborted twice Canada.
Yeah.
All of Spain. I think 80 million is Spain.
Yeah, it would be all of California and all of Florida
combined.
Combined. You know.
It's so serious.
It is serious, but it makes but what President Trump is doing with this funding of these life clinics, it reminds me of what Vice President Pence said when he said life is winning again in America. And all these laws and all these people that are standing for this saying, this is horrible. This you can't live like this anymore.
Well, Abby Johnson, the former leader of one of the Planned Parenthood over a clinic, she said that they do not allow ultrasounds. They do ultrasounds, but they do not allow ultrasounds for the mother to see the baby. They only do it to find out how much money they're going to charge the mother based on the cranial size of the baby.
Oh, my.
Based on the cranial size, and that's why they do it, but they don't let her see that. And that's why you see President Trump funding these clinics that actually for life, they do the ultrasound, let the mother see that it's a baby with arms and legs and hands. And when they abort these children, according to Abby Johnson, at the end of the day, they have somebody in the POC room and I don't know what it stands for, but they said it stands for parts of children, because they have to reassemble every baby's body part to make sure that they've got, they've taken the baby they just killed.
Nothing was left, right?
Yeah, because the mother will get toxic and get sick from that. But somebody had to go in that room and look at the head, the arms, the legs, the, you know, it's just tragic.
It
what's
is tragic.
Place,
and a lot of people are, they just don't know. They don't have the information.
Remember when we had a program on the fact of that, you know, one of the Center for Medical Progress, you know, that they went undercover.
David Leiden.
And then, with David Leiden. And one of the workers there allegedly said that they ship baby body parts to universities and different people of study from those abortion clinics. Well, Abby Johnson confirmed it. Over two point something million dollars they made a year off of selling
that.
The body parts in that one clinic. To universities and all, because they wanted certain livers and heads and all these different...
For research, quote-unquote.
This is like Mangala. This is like Auschwitz.
Yeah, Joseph Mangala was quote-unquote a doctor during Hitler's reign.
Yeah,
and he was doing all these medical experiments.
On Jews.
On Jews. It was horrific.
And twins.
And literally just mangling their arms and just horrible, horrible things. But yeah,
It's happening right now.
Yeah.
According to Abby Johnson, in our nation, through Planned Parenthood and people that are back in, which is our university. Isn't it amazing that the universities, not everyone on there, but the majority of universities, are literally a force against our Constitution, a force against God, a force against our families. And it's amazing what's taking place.
It is amazing. I think we've shared some statistics in the past. I don't know exactly, but it says something like
70%. 70% of Christian young people who go to secular universities, right at 70%, who are walking with God, when they get to the university, by the time they leave, 70% turn their back on God.
Wow.
Christian universities. You know, people say, I'm going to send my kid to Christian university to fix them, right?
It's or Christian school, right?
50%, 50% when they leave the faith of their family with Jesus, you know, personal relationship with Jesus, they leave their faith. And the thing about it,
makes you think, what is happening on these campuses?
Yeah, they're looking.
And you're paying money. You're paying money.
Yes, yes.
To have your children
it's
indoctrinated.
Tax dollars.
Yeah.
It's tax dollars
Absolutely.
That are happening. We're talking about specifically truth is being revealed. Finally, the lies are being uncovered in regards to, you know, what abortion is, that is the ending of a life of a child, the dehumanizing of babies, as Abby Johnson, former clinic head of Planned Parenthood, said that that's what we had to do to be able to kill the children. And so people are believing that. But John, what are we seeing here where people actually watching what happens with abortion?
Well, thanks to the work of Lila Rose and Live Action, they do amazing work to defend life. They interviewed people, and this one particular woman, and about her views about abortion. And prior to her watching the evidence, she was okay with it. But I want you to see what happens after they look
educated.
What abortion looks like. They get educated. Yeah. But education changes minds. Take a look.
What are your thoughts about abortion?
I feel like it's kind of a tricky subject, but I believe it's personal. I think it just depends on, you know, the situation.
And would you identify as pro-life, pro-choice, or neither?
Pro-choice, for sure.
And would you support any limitations on abortion, let's say first trimester, second, or third?
I'm not really sure. I think as long as, I mean, I know with science, you know, they kind of figured out, like, if the baby can or the fetus can feel anything. So I think as long as there's no suffering on either part, then I think it should be fine.
And then how did you come to holding the pro-choice perspective?
I just think that going through childbirth, it's tricky. And I think anyone who's not ready, or maybe there's certain circumstances, maybe rape or incest, you know, and stuff like that, and having to be able to carry that. And then I just think that there's so many people that are having children that necessarily aren't in the right place or mentally, you know, or emotionally stable. So that's why I'm like, you know, you should be able to choose if you want to have a baby, you know, and take that route. Because it's a very serious thing, you know.
One word, your thoughts on what you saw?
It was really graphic, and I didn't realize that the fetus would be so big. So then just kind of seeing it being, like, ripped apart and piece by piece, it just it's kind of unsettling a little bit. Like I said, I was shocked at how big it was, and I thought it would be, like, way smaller. So, yeah.
And watching these videos, how does it affect, you know, your comfort level with abortion now?
Like I said, for me, like, I am pro-choice, but I think once it becomes, when they're further along, like, that size, that's when it's kind of like, yeah, but they're, you're detaching them, and they're bigger, and I feel like they could feel that, you know? I mean, maybe, like, Plan B is different, or, like, a few weeks before things have started developing, but I know circumstances, but still, it's just kind of a little unnerving. It's like, wow, I didn't realize that that was the way, like, you think, okay, the suction, but it's like, wow.
When you're looking at that, that's a development week by week, starting in the first trimester, when would you say it would be a cutoff point for you?
No, I would say kind of like week 10, maybe.
And we're asking this because, you know, if you're looking at that, you know, it's...
I don't know, because I could see the fingers and the brain starting to develop. So I don't know. So I'm kind of even thinking like week 6 maybe, you know, just because it's like you're between week 6 and week 7. Because I feel like between 8 and 12, like, it's just, you can see that more, and it's like, I don't know, that's more like, ugh. So the videos that you guys show me has changed my mind, just with it being graphic and kind of being able to see and a little bit more knowledgeable about the week process. So I think, yes, circumstances, it still makes it hard, but because of the video, I think I kind of have like a better idea of what happens. And so, I don't know, I think, yes, there definitely needs to be a cutoff point for sure.
When people know truth, listen, our education system, 12 years in high school, 4 years in a university, 16 years of our education, right? Mm-hmm. You're looking at, they're having to take adulting classes at the age of 29, 20, 25, 30 years old because they're not teaching truth anymore about anything and about life. And so here is this grown woman who's open to be hear the truth and to make her own decisions. And when she saw truth, she agreed with God. Mm-hmm. She agreed with pro-life. She agreed with President Trump. She agreed with everyone who's saying that is life, that God is knitting that child together in their mother's womb. And it's so important to understand.
To abort it means you're murdering.
You're murdering
it's
the
a
child.
Murder.
You're murdering the child. And listen, we want to hear from you. This is the truth. People's eyes are being opened. Once people see what's going on, most human beings will not agree with this. Once they see what's going on, mm-hmm. people who are not in darkness. And so comment below. We want to hear, what are your comments on this? We've been praying that God would end abortion, but it begins with people seeing what abortion is, that it's murder, then it'll be ended. And so you're looking at eyes being opened. This is a positive thing that this is taking place. So comment below, write to us at friends@vfnkb.com.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at vfnkb.com. And don't forget about our VFN KB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at vfnkb.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.